Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. It's very, very exciting. We are continuing the previous shiur. In the previous shiur, we saw the Gemara that spoke about the machlokes between Abaye and Rava, that Abaye says that according to Rabbi Nechunya ben Akona, any misa bidei shemayim creates a situation of kim lev d'ravimineh, whereas according to Rava, it's only kares. And we say there's an afkamina between them, zar shachal truma. If you have a zar, a non-kohen, who eats truma, which is a misa bidei shamayim, so according to Abaye, he's pater. Why is he pater? Because kim lev d'ravimineh. Chayim misa bidei shamayim. And according to Rava, he's chayiv. According to Rava, why is he chayiv? What is he chayiv on? He's chayiv on the mammon. Why is he chayiv in the mammon? Because there's no kim lev d'ravimineh. Why is there no kim lev d'ravimineh? There's no kim lev d'ravimineh because it's not kares. It's only misa bidei shamayim. So according to Abaye, he doesn't have to pay the money to the kohen. According to Rava, he does. The Gemara says, but wait a second, even according to Abaye, first you stole it, and then he ate it. So when is he going to be chayiv in the mamon? When he stole it. When is he chayiv misa afterwards when he ate it? It's two different times. No kim lev d'ravimineh. So the Achronim ask, what bechal is the Gemara's kasha? The nafkamina is, if you give me mechayiv, I'm in the etzem achila, it's still going to be a nafkamina. Why? Because Rabbi says in Bav Metzia Daf Mem Gimel Amud Aleph that if somebody steals wine from his friend, originally it's worth a zuz, and then afterwards it's worth four zuz. So, Gemara says that if, when he smashed it or drank it, it was worth four zuz, he has to pay four zuz. But if it broke by itself when it was worth four zuz, then he doesn't have to pay four zuz. He only pays the one zuz it was worth when he took it. So that'd be an afkamini here also. B'shas hakbah, how much was it worth? One zuz. B'shas achila, how much was it worth? Four zuz. So according to Rav, how much are you going to be chayav for? You're going to be chayav for shas achila. But according to Abaye, you're not chayav for shas achila. Why? Kim lev d'ravimineh. So it'll be chayavan. One! For the time when you took it. It's a beautiful nafkamina. So that is the kasha of the Choron, the Mitzvah Eis, and others. So we saw the beautiful Gevaldik Teretz of a Gaon Rav Chaim Shmuel Levitz. And that is that the din of person being chayiv for a maisa misa b'dei shemayim or kares, halacha is that kim lev d'ravimineh, but tefis is effective. Just like shogeg by Mises Beis Din, tefis is effective. We were marich to prove that. Now like the Ktsos, who says that kares b'mezit, tefis is not good. But if you say that, as we prove in the Yerushalmi, that if a person does a kim lev d'ravimineh of kares, even b'mezit, it has a din of chayav mitzvah shogin, where tefisa is mo'ila, where tefisa is effective, and you connect that to the Gemara about Sitroi, that when a malve collects a chov from a love, the malve gets to decide which chov it's collecting. So in our case, it's very simple. This Nizak, this person who was owed the money for the truma, when the czar comes to pay him, you know what he's going to say? He's going to say, all right, I mean, the zuz, and the czar is going to say, okay, this zuz is for stealing it. And then he's going to say, no, it's not, it's for drinking it. He's going to take it, he says, it's for eating it. It's for eating it, because he's allowed to take it from whatever chov on whatever chov he wants. And tfis is effective. Tfis is effective for misa b'day shemayim. If a person's over an isser, misa b'day shemayim. So there's kim leb d'ramine, but tfis is effective. So he's going to be doing tfis here. Then he gives him another zuz, and he says, this is for taking it, I owe you one zuz. And he takes it, he goes, no, it's not. It's for drinking it, eating it. You can do that. You have the right to take it for whatever chov you want. He doesn't want it for the original maisig of taking it, doing hagbah. He wants it for the eating it. And then he does that with number three, number four, and Shalma Yisrael. Kumto, he says, no, not giving me tina bayin rava. Because just like according to rava, you're going to be paying four because he doesn't know the b'chal kim l'drab mineh here. Because only misiv de shemayim. See, he's mechayiv you on the achiva. Abai holds there is kim l'drab mineh. You're right, but there's tfisa. That's in a nutshell, in a 6 minute and 20 second nutshell, what we learned in the previous year. And now, Megayit Weiter, on the derech of Moreno Rosh HaYeshiva, Agoyen Reb Chaim Shmuel Levitz. And with this, we can be Miyashiv, the Rambam. The Rambam writes in the sixth parak of Trumas Halacha Vov, Zor She'ochal Truma B'Zodoin, Chayev Misa B'Dei Shamayim. If a Zor eats Truma B'Mezid, he's Chayev Misa B'Dei Shamayim. Shenamar, Umesibo ki chalalu. He dies, he's mechalit, v'loi gal achilasa. And he gets malchitz for the achila. Ve'eno mishalim d'mei ma'ashe ochal. She'eno lokeo mishalim. He doesn't pay what he ate. Why doesn't he pay what he ate? He doesn't pay what he ate because ain't no loke umishalim. He gets malchus for the achila, but he doesn't have to pay because ain't no loke umishalim. Frek the Mishnah Lamelech on the Rambam, this is neged sugis haGemara, because the Gemara asks, that the mammon you're paying for the hagbah, and the malchus you can get for the achila. So two different stages. So what do you mean ain't a lokim mishalim? The Gemara is ukimta is betochav lo chaveiro, that his friend shtupped it in his throat, and therefore it happened simultaneously. The taking of it and the eating of it. And so the Rambam paskins, Perek Beis Milchus Gnei B'Alach Adalit. So why does the Rambam here say he's Pater? And he doesn't mention the Ukimta. Tachavlo, the Rambam says, no, he's Pater. It's Mashmi, he's Pater, even if he took it. And then afterwards he ate it. Why should it be Pater if he took it and afterwards he ate it? That's so odd. If he took it and afterwards he ate it, he should be Chayev also, Mishid L'Shalim. Why should he be mechayev l'shalem? He should be mechayev l'shalem because he did the achila before he did the eating. Before the chi of malchus. Before the chi of misa. So why did the Rambam omit the ukimta of the Gemara? That's the kasha of the Heilige Mishneh Lamelech. L'chayra, we can answer b'pshitus. The Rambam is medaktik b'lashona. The Rambam writes, "She'eno mishalim d'mei masha ochal." He doesn't pay the money of what he ate. So we see from the Rambam, the Rambam already thought of what the Mishnah Lamelech said. There we give him a chayivim and the hagbah. But in the achila, he's pater. He's not paying for the achila. He's paying for the hagbah. As the Rambam says, Veino Mishan Tume Mashe Ocha, what he ate. What he ate, he's not paying. Kimla the Rabbin, but what he took, he's paying. Look for Omad Bezeh, Sheshanis HaMokim, Klan Chof Aleph, Nafkamina. If the Chiyu was on Shas Hagbah and Shas Achila, it's where Meikara, it's worth a Zuz. And now it's worth four Zuz. The Rambam is medaktik. He's not mishaling what he ate. Because on the achila he's pater. And since on the achila he's pater, he doesn't pay arba. He only pays for when he did the akbah, when it was worth one. Aval bam is the one he's chayiv. So it's beautiful in the Rambam. But based on our explanation, we can say that the Mishnah Melech had a good kasha, and there's no room for this teretz. Because we said that even if it didn't kim lev d'rabbine, on the achila, since he's chayv a zuz, he can still chap that zuz for the hagbah. For the achila. Excuse me. He can chap that zuz for the achila. And then he's going to pay, he still owes him a zuz for the hagbah, right? He goes and pays him a zuz for the hagbah. And he says, no, it's for the achila. He's got the second one in his hand now. So this teretz wouldn't work, that we said in the Rambam. That he's only chayav a zuz and not four. Because Lamaisa, it's chayav, he can take four, even though he can say the Rambam is talking me'ikar adin. He can choose to take one also. But he just has the option of taking four. That's mitzah tfisa. We're saying mitzah the ikrachi. Without the tfisa, he's only taking one. Maybe. But let's stick with the mahalach that you can't say this teretz in the Rambam because he's really chayav four. Person going to do tfisa on four. And there was no nafkamina between one and four. Between whether it was when it was Shavazuz when he took it and when it was worth four afterwards. Because he's going to have to pay four. And in the end he's going to be paying he's going to be paying all four and then there's no nafkamina anymore between whether he's paying on Shas Hagbah or Shas Achila. Because even though he's paying, we said the Rambam said he's paying on Shas Hagbah, but on Shas Hagbah he's going to end up paying four because he's going to keep being tofizit on Shas Achila. So in order to be metari to the Rambam, we can say that this yisod, that biyado letofso, he can grab, he can do tfisa, it's shayach dafka kapisukis ha-gemara, that we want to pater him mitzad kareis uledas Rabbi Nechunya, but lahalacha we don't pass in that way. Kareis and misa b'dei shemayim don't pater. And if so, that we pater midin kimle b'derabim mine b'zor she'ochal truma is mitzad eschiv malkus, as is the lashon of the Rambam, she'eno loke u'mishalem. And it would appear that there's a difference between Shogeg and Mezid. The Mezid, he's on a Shmalkos Bidei Bezdin. So we gave him the more severe punishment. And if we gave him the more severe punishment, Bidei Bezdin, we said in the previous year, that already includes the Tfisa. That already includes the smaller punishment. of mammon, and memela you can't do tfisa. Chamasayim on it. If it's done by the beis din, the bigger one includes the smaller one, and that you can't do the smaller one. So tfisa doesn't help. V'rak ba'ochal b'shogeg, only if it's b'shogeg, then tfisa works. Like we saw in the previous shir, that when you do an aveira for which you're not going to get the onus beis din, you can do tfisa. You did it b'shogeg. And the Rambam is talking about where you ate b'mezid, because b'shogeg, we passing like Rabbi Yochanan, that chayve malki is shogegin, doesn't patter from mama, not like Reish Lakish. So you would have to pay. But since it's mezid, and we do the more serious punishment, he can't do tfisa. And therefore the Rambam was correct in writing that he's putter mitmei masha achal. He is taka putter if it was one and now it's four when he ate it, but when he took it, it was one. He doesn't have to pay the four. Why? Because he got malchus. So what is he paying? He's paying the one for the hagbah. But he's not paying the four because he got malchus for the eating. Ubegitten, nafnin beis hamit beis. We learn in a Mishnah. Hametame v'amenedamea v'amenasech b'shogeg pater. The mezit chai, if you're metame your friend's food, mix it in with truma, you're menasech it, pour it as a libation. So the din is that b'shogeg, the person is pater from paying. And b'mezid, he's chayiv. The Gemara says, itmar, menasech, what is this menasech? Rabba menasech mamish, a person mamish pours it as libation for avodah zarah. Shmulamar ma'ariv, he mixes it up with yayin nesech. Ma'adar ma'ariv, ma'atam elor menasech. The one who says ma'ariv, shmul, why didn't he say menasech, amucha menasech, kim l'drabmine? If it's menasech, it's kim l'drabmine. It's chayiv misa for avodah zara, so you can't get him on the money. You can't get him to pay on the mominus. He's getting skila. V'idach, and the other opinion holds. How can you pay for the menasech? According to Rav, Rav Yirmi Adam, Rav Yirmi Shas Hakbar, the konim is chayiv benav shelo aveyat shas nisuch. The pshas Hakbar, he's already konit from the get go. And the chiyuv v'nafsho is only b'shas nisuch. So two different stages. We perish mishnayis, and therefore you get both. Person gets both. Perish mishnayis. Rambam writes b'bi'ur mishnah. Mashar menasech etc. Sheyinascheu la'avodas kochav v'yoda sheyayin aser b'zeh nisuch. V'lo yoda shu chayiv skila k'shemenasech oisel avoydes kochavim fishim ha'yodea gamken shu chayiv skila lo haye chayiv tashlumen v'fisha ikar etzleinu ein adam meisu mishalem k'mo shebi'arnu perakimu miksubis. So he writes that this person didn't know that he's chayiv skila when he was menasech for avodah zarah, and he was aser, but he didn't know there was a chiyuv skila. Because if he knew there was a chiyuv skila, there's no chiyuv tashlumin. Because we have a rule, ein adam meisu mishalem. Like we see in the third parak of Ksubis. Ad kan divrei Rambam, v'dvarav tmuim me'od, v'kvar nilu kol chachmei lev levarom. It's a Shver Rambam. First of all, how does it help him that this person's shogeg? That he doesn't know that there's a chiyuv misa. We pasken like Tana Dabei Chizkia, that by shogeg you also have kimle b'derabim mineh. Moreover, another kasha is that since he explains the Mishnah is talking about menaseich mamish, like Rav, even b'meizid kimle b'derabim mineh is in shaykh. He says b'meizid is kimle b'derabim mineh. No, there's not, because the Gemara says at first he was Magbiah and he was Konit, and he told him his Chai ben Avsho afterwards. So what's mein de Rambam? What does the Rambam mean? When he's Mezid, he's Pater, because Kimla de Ramine. What are you talking about? Midaagbe nofak, midaagbe nofakbe. It's another suit. Midaagbe kanya. He did the hakbah, he made the kinyan. There's a chi of mammon. And then there's a chi mischai ben Avsho when he does the nisuch. Ich kick off in Rambam, the Rambam kicked off from here. Ich verstehe nicht, was er redet, ich verstehe nicht, was ich redet. I'm looking at the Rambam's looking at me, I don't understand him, he doesn't understand me. There's a disconnect here in the communication. So obviously I'm not understanding something, because Rambam's the Rambam. Rabban shall call Yisrael. In Bava Kamma, Tana Reb Chiya, Esrim the Arab of us Nezikim, 24 of us Nezikim. One of them is Menasech. Zokt Rashi, Menasech Yain Lavay de Zara, or Mesech is Gidden Mefari, Shamai Lo Kimle B'de Rav Amine. What Rashi means is, what Rav says, you know why it's an Av Nezikim? Because Mishas Hagbohu de Mitzchayev. He's already chayv mishas hakbah, and this makes no sense. Because if so, chiyuvo mishum agzela velo mishum anisuch. The chiyuv is out gzela. It's not out nisuch, and therefore he's included in the category of gazlan, which is one of the 24. So there are really only 23. Manasseh is in a separate category. You don't get it from Manasseh kimle ramine. You only get it for hakbah. So what do you mean Menasech is its own category? No, you're getting it for the Akbo, which is a Gazlan, which is one of the 24 categories. So now we're down to 23 because we knocked Menasech out. It's hard to get happy after that one. Kfar Tala Kenar Asha going from Shimon Shkop in Baba Kam and Simon Gimel. So we can explain based on what we learned earlier. That be'emes, that it says menasech according to Rav is menasech mamish, ein hakavana mishum chiyuv ha'agba'a. Ela kipshuto, ha'chiyuv hu al etzem anisuch. V'ze av nezikim b'fnei atzmo, v'dino l'shalem mimetav. Hu chayav al anisuch. In an instance where b'shas hakba it was only shav azuz, and b'shas hanisuch it was shav arba zuz. What does he pay? He pays the arba. Why does he pay the arba? Mishum anisuch. He's paying the arba al tenisuch. And that Rav says that there's no p'tur of kimle b'derabimine, because mishas hagbo de chayiv, he's already chayiv earlier. That's like we said. Since we can be mechayiv him mamon. On the Hagbah, we're Mechayiv him. the one zuz. Anagba. Shuv yitzarech leshalem gam et chiyuv anisuch. V'u lo yachol leftor et atzmo v'kimle v'dera b'minei. Lama? Shekol zuz shu mishalem avur ha'gzeila, avur ha'gba'a, yeh mutar lanizak letfos lechov anisuch. So he's going to end up having to pay the four. Bottom line, the untersteshur, as they say in Portuguese, he's paying all four. So yeah, he's chayiv misa. For the nisuch, and he shouldn't have to pay for the etzem anisuch, but since he's paying for the shas hagbah, he's paying the one. That means that when later it turned out to be worth four when he did the nisuch, the nizak can take all four. So he's not going to become pater until he pays all four. And that exactly is the chiddush of Reb Chiya, that menaseich is b'chal ovus nezikin. The shali mi meitav. Otherwise, if he paid him meitav for the gzela, because one of the avos nezikin, and he was tofes for the chiyuv of nisuch, the menaseich can give him ziboris, the makom ha-meitav. But only because menaseich is chiyuv, is mi meitav, the meitav remains him. He has to give him the best property. So menaseich is menaseich mamish. And there's no kimle with the rabbi mine. Not only is there no kimle with the rabbi mine on the, because he did the akbar earlier, but now that he's collecting for the akbar, he's also collecting for the nisuch. And nisuch is an av, and a male is made of. And according to this, how gevaldik is the Rambam? The Rambam is mashlim sugis ha-gemara. That since the biur in Menaseh chayiv is kipshuto, that on the nisuch is chayiv, as is much from the Braisa, that there are 24 avos and not 23. Al korchenu, we have to say that he was shodeg. He didn't know there was a chiyuv misa and the nisuch, because only then there could be tvisa. Because if he was mezid, then there's no tvisa. Get skila. But since he's shodeg, and there's no misa, tfisa's effective, and he's getting all four. And the mazik is paying the chov of the nisuch. So now we understand why the Rambam was mamenit b'shogeg. Because it's only b'shogeg that he's paying all four. But if he was mazed, then on the nisuch, there'd be kimle b'derabim mine. He was amazed that he wouldn't be able to do tefisa, and he'd only end up getting one. But since he was shogeg, he could take all four. So everything works together beautifully. So So b'siyata d'shmaya, we learned beautiful yisodos in the sugya that tfisa, if it's misa b'dei shamayim, you can do tfisa whether it's mezid or shogeg. If it's misa b'dei adim, you can only do tfisa b'shogeg. And in this year, we explain very shver Perish HaMishnah, or very shver Rambam. The Mishnah Melech asks that he ignores Sigis HaGemara, and we explain Rambam L'shitaso, going against the Gemara, right? Like they joke. We said no. Rambam is very, very meduyuk. He doesn't pay for what he ate, but he does pay on the Hagbah that he does have to pay, and it ends up that it's going to be all four. Because if it's shogeg, if the Rambam, if it's even if it's mezid, because by truma we're talking about b'dei shamayim, so b'dei shamayim it doesn't matter whether it's shogeg or mezid. In both cases you can do tefisa. So he could do tefisa on when b'shas hagbah was worth less, and then b'shas achil was worth more. He could do tefisa on the whole thing, even what it was worth b'shas achila. So he's not paying what he ate. So if he got malchus, if it's just out to me sibide shamayim, then he'd be able to take the whole thing. But the Rambam says, Eino loke mishalem, he doesn't get malchus and pay. Because we said that chi of malchus, there's no tfisa. Of dinan be'achumra, and there's no tfisa. So the Rambam says, Taka eino mishalem dvei mashochel, he can't collect the whole thing, since he's actually getting the malchus. If it was just out to Misa B'dei Shemayim, he'd be able to collect the whole thing. But since it's Malchus, he can't. And we also learned the Sugya and Gittin with the Rambam in the Parish of Mishnayos, and we said the Rambam is so Tamua. Rambam says it has to be talking about a case of Shogeg. Only then Kim Le'd Ramines, not Shaykh. The Chorab Mezid, it would be. And we saw him Mezid, it's not Shaykh Kimla Rabmine, because he's already Konet Mishas Hagbah. And so we explain, no, it's talking about where, again, the price rose. Shas Gzela was worth one amount, and then later on it was worth more B'Shas Nisuch. And it's Menaseh Mam, she's paying for the Nisuch. Why? Because he's going to do Tfisa on the Nisuch. And that has to be dafka b'shogeg. It's been amazed that you can't do tefisa. And then we also explained the Gemara Bava Kamma at the beginning, the 24 of us nezikin. How can a menasech be one of the avos nezikin? He's only paying on the gzela, and the answer is no. Like we said, he's paying on the nisuch. Because of tefisa, so it's really 24, and for that he gets meitav. Very, very beautiful, very, very gishmak. And we should be zochel lilmod ulalave lishmor belasa lekaim is called divrei salmu torah so be'ahava amen v'amen shalom shalom sweetest and most beloved friends.